It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. At PLINK Leadership, we have one big goal: to accelerate positive change. It's all based on fusing the sciences of human nature with the discipline of leadership to transform the world at work. Or, as we call it, accelerating positive change in a big way. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey of becoming the best version of yourself. Hi, this is Alexis with The Bright Side, and today we're talking about projecting confidence. Many clients that I work with talk about wanting to project more confidence, and when asked what this means to them, they say things like, I want to feel confident when presenting, or I want to be able to tell a good story to leadership. I'm a senior leader in an emerging field, so I've got less years of experience. These leaders want to inspire other people. They want to influence them to come along, and confidence can really help bring that. When you think about projecting confidence, it's important as a leader because it helps people feel safer about following you. It builds trust and it supports you in bringing your gifts to the world. When we talk about confidence, this is not being overly in love with your ideas or never failing or assuming you're right all of the time. Confidence is that steadiness and knowing that you have talent, strengths, and gifts to share and being as comfortable with that as you are with your own growth areas. A confident leader shares their opinion and stays curious about others' reactions to it. A confident leader questions their beliefs as a way to build confidence. A confident leader asks questions they don't know the answer to. How does one go about building confidence and projecting it? The first thing I want you to know is this is an inside-out job. I have met exceptional leaders with positive feedback from peers, leaders, and direct reports who have very little confidence at all and are constantly doubting themselves. And I've met confident leaders that feel great as long as the compliments and accolades keep coming in. Ideally, you want to get to a place where you feel successful and believe in yourself regardless of the external feedback. This starts with a mindset shift. Mindsets of confident leaders go from I'm not as smart as them to we all bring unique gifts and perspectives to the table. You might go from the mindset of I don't have enough technical expertise to there are many kinds of intelligence. Not just technical expertise. There's social intelligence, there's emotional intelligence, there's creative intelligence. All of these are needed for organizations to thrive. Sometimes the mindset that I'm deepening my technical expertise with every experience I take on and every question that I ask can help people move towards a more confident mojo. Mindset that they can move from is, I should know this. To what a great insight, I'm constantly learning. That was one that I used to have a really hard time with when people would share feedback with me or offer a suggestion on anything that was work that I had done, like unique to myself. I would often feel like I should have known that, or I should have seen that, or I should have thought of that, instead of just being grateful that someone had shared the information with me and shifting that mindset from I should know this to that's a great insight. I'm so glad I ask this person for feedback, or I'm so glad I learned that. It's really helpful. With the right mindset, the following practices can have a bigger impact. And with a self-defeating mindset or a self-doubting mindset, you'll continue to struggle with confidence. So what are some practices that you can do to build confidence? Well, these first two are really about aligning yourself with what you believe in your authentic character, strengths, and values, as well as your talent, your strengths in the workplace. Number one is to know and name your strengths. We often discount our strengths because they come easily to us. Using a tool like Clifton Strengths Assessment can help put words around your leadership superpowers. When I first started working at PLINK Leadership, we all took the jobs that needed to be done because it was a startup. And one of the jobs I took was to manage operations. And I didn't love operations and I wasn't actually that good at it. I just was good enough. It was a skill, but it wasn't a natural strength. So it took a lot of effort. It felt hard. And for many years, I stayed in that role because I just was the one that was doing it. And it was only recently that I finally got to a point where I was ready to let go of that and move into something that was more aligned with my strengths. And ever since, I have felt so much more confident at work. There were times where, as a pretty confident leader to start with, that I would doubt myself because I was working in a position that didn't really leverage my true strengths. It was just something I knew how to do, but didn't love. So that made me feel mediocre at times. And that can often be the challenge. You might be doing something that you're good at, but it's not a strength. If you've never heard of this, I recommend going and buying the book Strength Finders 2.0 and reading it, as well as taking one of the assessments. They're pretty inexpensive. You can do it yourself online, or you can hire a coach to do it. We offer these at PLINK often, and most of our clients have taken it. When we're in a role that leverages our strengths, confidence can come naturally. If you're doing something that's a skill that you've built over time versus a strength, it will feel hard and draining, and it may result in you feeling kind of mediocre. So the second thing is to work at a company or on a team that aligns with your personal values. So identifying what matters to you, things like integrity, courage, humor, love, fairness, teamwork, etc., and find a place that you can be fully authentic in. We spend a lot of time trying to be something that we're not to fit in, especially at organizations that are not aligned with our values. So that's a big piece. And what I've noticed for most folks is that they don't have words wrapped around their values, and so it's harder to identify what they are if they've never explored that. So you'll want to start by identifying for yourself, what are my values? The third thing is really about self-development. And this is about working on your inner game and moving towards a creative or self-authoring mindset where you find safety, value, and belonging inside yourself. This takes an increase in your own awareness. So you can work on increasing your awareness by taking a 360 assessment, working with a coach, or practicing self-reflection. Raising your consciousness is mandatory for moving from that socialized mind where my safety, belonging, and value is outside of me in things like job titles, what people say about me, if people like me, to inside, which says, no matter what job I have, no matter what people are saying about me, I am still valuable and worthy as a human being. I belong here and I'm safe. So when we can get to that space, we can be a lot more confident because it doesn't matter what's going on outside of us. Now, this doesn't mean you stop paying attention to the environment around you or feedback from other people. It just means you don't look to it as the sole source of information on your worthiness or value. The fourth thing you can do, and now I'm going to move into some kind of easier things, is to read stories about successful people and their journey or watch documentaries. Most of these include struggle and some sort of rejection. So you may be comparing yourself to people who have worked incredibly hard to get where they are and thinking it was easy for them, and somehow they're better than you or more valuable in the world than you are. Someone like Brené Brown, I remember hearing from her in a training class that she had one of her book manuscripts turned down something like 30 times before it finally got picked up and published. And now she's this world famous author and thought leader. Imagine if she would have gave up on, you know, the second or third try. The next thing you can do that's pretty easy is to give yourself ample time to prepare. Lack of preparation is a confidence killer, but don't stay up all night to prep the night before, because fatigue can get in the way of confidence. It makes it easier to fall into old patterns of thinking when we're tired, like, who do I think I am? Or I'm not good enough. So you want to make sure you're give yourself time to prepare and you're well rested. And finally, the last thing to work on building your confidence is to celebrate small wins. We spend too much time waiting around for some big splash to be proud of ourselves. Feeling good about the small things like speaking up in a meeting, being brave about offering feedback, or being courageous enough to ask a question you don't know the answer to can really help you to build confidence over time. So celebrate those small wins. Confidence comes from within. So like I said earlier, it's an inside-out game. And the more that you look for proof that you are enough from the outside world and outside of yourself, the more you lean into reactive leadership tendencies, which come from that socialized mindset. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't matter how many people tell you you're fabulous. You likely won't believe them. So getting to that place of consciousness, working to raise your consciousness by self-reflection, working with a coach, and really understanding your own strengths and values and what you bring to the table having a healthy respect for those, that'll help you move towards that confidence you're looking for. And look, the world needs your gifts. You are a unique human being. You are one of a kind. There's no one else in the world that's like you, and you have something to offer. We all do. And when you suffer from that lack of confidence, the world does not get to enjoy your gifts. This is me encouraging you to pick one or two of these practices and keep working on building that confidence. You deserve to have your gifts in the world, and you have lots of opportunities and ways to build this. So thank you for tuning in this week. This is Alexis Robin with PLink Leadership. You can find some great free tools in our Positivity Hub at plinkleadership.com. Just as a reminder, positive leadership elevates everyone and everything, including the bottom line. So working on your positive leadership is a great thing. We look forward to having you here as a listener next week, and please click subscribe if you'd like to get The Bright Side every time they're published, and feel free to join our mailing list at our website, plinkleadership.com, if you would like some goodness in your inbox. Thanks so much. Have a great week, and don't forget to drive your own development.